بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. As Muslims, we should always be setting ourselves a vision. We should always be setting ourselves an aim and a goal. And we should always try to achieve the best in our religion and strive hard to attain Jannah. And it is a true sign of a believer who works to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a beautiful dua in the Quran, which we all recite, which we all know. And usually people recite it when they are in search for a spouse or they want Allah to grant them children. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. We are asking, Oh Allah, grant us in our spouses and children the coolness of our eyes. And Hassan al-Basri says that coolness of your eyes refers to here as when you see your wife or your husband or your children being obedient to Allah. This is the real true coolness of the eyes. But how often do we really not concentrate on the last part of this dua? Because the last part of this dua is absolutely fascinating. We are asking Allah, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make us imams for the pious. We are setting ourselves a vision. Allah is setting the bar for us. That no, don't settle for less. Yes, you want coolness for in your eyes for in regards to your spouse and your children, but also ask Allah that you want to become the imam and the leader and the guide for the pious. So essentially, when we recite this dua, we are asking Allah, oh Allah, make me pious, make my progeny pious, make my spouse pious, make us so pious that we can lead other people towards piety. This is a vision, subhanallah. By reciting this dua constantly, not are you asking a healthy family, but also for you to be pious yourself.